when they took my ancestress captive. All this she said rapidly, almost without thought. Her destiny was set. It had been set since birth. Because of this, fear had no meaning to her. All her life she had waited for this day. It was the day she would fulfill her purpose, and then die. For how could the kindred, their ancient enemies, allow her to assassinate one of their own without retaliating? If she had time, she would take the poison pill sewn into the hem of her wedding gown and sing her lament, the death song she had been working on for years. But if not, her future surely involved torture and a slow, agonizing death at the hands of the giant kindred, who were twice as tall and big as her own people. Alara knew all this, but she did not dread her fate. For how can one fight against destiny? "I do not fear them," she said again, holding her aunt's eyes fiercely. "No matter how big my new husband is, I will plunge my Scora into his heart the first chance I get." She fingered the sacrificial dagger in its jeweled sheath hanging around her neck on a golden chain. It was deceptively short, having an oiled blade that unfolded in order to be long enough to pierce a broad kindred chest. She would probably wait for the moment when she and her new husband were alone. It would give her more time to get to the poison pill and sing her lament once he died at her feet. Though Alara was prepared to be tortured, she had to admit she would prefer to have a quick death. Then she could meet her ancestress in the heavens and explain that she had avenged her abduction by the kindred so many generations ago. But her aunt was sighing and shaking her head. What had she said that was wrong? "What is it, aunt?" she asked, frowning. "What have I said to distress you?"
"You do not understand, girl. You cannot kill the evil one right away." Her aunt told her, "There is something which must happen first."
"What?"
Alara felt the beginnings of alarm and tried to tamp the cowardly emotion down. All her life she had been prepared for this moment, and now there was a new detail in the plan? "What must happen first?" she demanded. "And why was I not told earlier?"
"I could not tell you before the eve of your wedding. It would not be proper," her aunt said primly. "But as you are to be married today to the evil one, now I may explain."
She leaned forward, looking Alara in the eyes.
"Before you can plunge."